BTP, Big Business Technology for Small Business.
Good afternoon, welcome to BTP. Michael Jenkin here. How are you all this week? Well, I've got a new term to throw at you. Just because Microsoft can rename the internet to cloud and make everybody want to have a piece of this cloud, they can also rename other things and also make you want those. So, we now have a thing called an edge server. Okay, so going back to this cloud analogy, the cloud is something we've had for a long time. The cloud is something we always call the internet. I'm checking my Hotmail, I'm checking my Flickr, I'm checking my Yahoo Mail, my Gmail, that's all cloud. So some smart cookie decided, we can sell more of this, let's call it cloud. And then once they did that, let's create more services and let's move people into the cloud. At this point in time, everybody that's pretty much gonna move to the cloud has either moved or looked into it. And there's a lot of stragglers, a lot of people left behind who aren't in the cloud. There's also been a number of servers in the cloud which are now pretty much being overused, and there's not enough bandwidth to get to them, and there's been some problems, there's been speed issues, there's been all kinds of issues. So how do we fix that? How do we fix the fact that not everyone's going to move into the cloud? Not every application needs the cloud? Well, we put in servers. But spent so long marketing about the cloud and marketing that you don't need a server, just use the cloud, then how do you reintroduce servers so that people know that that's the right thing to do without looking back at your past comments that you shouldn't have a server? So that's where edge servers come in, a new classification for server. An edge server, the real definition of it really, is it's the last mile server. So it is the server that's not actually in the cloud, but connects you to the cloud. It's on the edge of the cloud, hence edge. And it's where your fast network ends. So you can get everything onto this box, and then that box can talk to the cloud. Guess what? That's what a server is. The server that's sitting in your office or down the street or wherever your server is, if you've got a server in your office, that's now called an edge server. So we're not obsolete. Servers are not obsolete. Servers are making a bit of a comeback because Microsoft and many others have realized the cloud doesn't do it for everybody. We don't all have fast internet. We all have privacy concerns. We have speed concerns. We have only a limited bucket of money to spend each week on paying for internet services. So the cloud, do we need it? Well, yes, we do. Hybrid servers are the way to go. And edge servers, or now what you've got as your server, called an edge server, is the way for the future. So, edge server, think of it this way. Like I said just a while ago, it's your server on the edge of the internet. It's not actually in the cloud. It's not really there. It might be in a data center, which is the next hop before it gets to the cloud. It might be in your office. So when we come out and talk to you about servers, or edge servers now, although I'm still gonna call it servers, you know what we're talking about. We're just talking about a server. It's just got a fancy name. Just like the cloud renames internet so you can sell more cloud, edge server sells more servers. So servers version 2. Interesting, you go back to the 70s and people talk about mainframe, and you see this whole chain from mainframe to the PC. And then all of a sudden you see the PC to the cloud, which is like a big mainframe. And now we're seeing that come back to some form of PC. So it's very cyclic. We're going between big brother, big network that's remotely managed to local and back again and back again. And it will again in 10 years change probably again. But I just want to clarify for you, so there's no confusion, that an edge server is your server, or it's your server in your data center. But it is a physical server from HP, IBM, Dell, wherever, Lenovo. It's a physical server. And also you tack on your cloud services to it. Alrighty, I hope that clears up any confusion because it's getting confusing out there. People renaming things all the time. I think I'm gonna rename my iPhone the idiot phone or the whopsome phone or something stupid because I might make my son money out of it. But anyway, I hope that clears it up. Have a great day.